You shall decree. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Isaiah 55:11. Man can decree a thing, and it will come to pass. Man has always decreed that which has appeared in his world. He is today decreeing that which is appearing in his world, and he shall continue to do so as long as man is conscious of being man. Nothing has ever appeared in man's world but what man decreed that it should. This you may deny, but try as you will, you cannot disprove it, for this decreeing is based upon a changeless principle. Man does not command things to appear by his words, which are, more often than not, a confession of his doubts and fears. Decreeing is ever done in consciousness. Every man automatically expresses that which he is conscious of being. Without effort or the use of words, at every moment of time, man is commanding himself to be and to possess that which he is conscious of being and possessing. This changeless principle of expression is dramatized in all the Bibles of the world. The writers of our sacred books were illumined mystics, past masters in the art of psychology. In telling the story of the soul, they personified this impersonal principle in the form of a historical document, both to preserve it and to hide it from the eyes of the uninitiated. Today, those to whom this great treasure has been entrusted, namely the priesthoods of the world, have forgotten that the Bibles are psychological dramas representing the consciousness of man. In their blind forgetfulness, they now teach their followers to worship its characters as men and women who actually lived in time and space. When man sees the Bible as a great psychological drama, with all of its characters and actors as the personified qualities and attributes of his own consciousness, then, and then only, will the Bible reveal to him the light of its symbology. This impersonal principle of life, which made all things, is personified as God. This Lord God, creator of heaven and earth, is discovered to be man's awareness of being. If man were less bound by orthodoxy and more intuitively observant, he could not fail to notice in the reading of the Bibles that the awareness of being is revealed hundreds of times throughout this literature. To name a few, I am hath sent me unto you. Be still and know that I am God. I am the Lord, and there is no God. I am the shepherd. I am the door. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the way. I am the beginning and the end. I am. Man's unconditioned awareness of being is revealed as Lord and Creator of every conditioned state of being. If man would give up his belief in a God apart from himself, recognize his awareness of being to be God, this awareness fashions itself in the likeness and image of its conception of itself, he would transform his world from a barren waste.